Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're today in part 139 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this will be program number 241. And you can probably hear me pull the sticky off the counter here because we have some new sensitive mics, and every so often you'll probably hear somebody turn a page or me lift up my cup of coffee, but don't let it irritate you so much. Listen primarily to the message, all right? And what is the song that I'm going to sing today?
Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Okay, this is J.D. Sumner in the Stamps Quartet with myself singing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm at ease, you will. I got a home. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Home and easy will hang at home on the other side. Well, 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 Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
How many years you well, I got a home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Down and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride.
Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Down and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Oh, praise the Lord. Let me ride, Lord. Amen. I want to go up to the kingdom of heaven, and that's why I'm not like a bunch of these false accusers on the face of this earth, because when you're accusing the people of the Lord as being a cult and that the Spirit of God is living in them, the Father, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ is in you with His Father by the Spirit, and you're saying they're of the devil, you have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And there's no forgiveness in this world for that. And no forgiveness in the world to come. You might as well just throw in the towel, kid, because you have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And we have a friend. We like to think everybody would be our friend. Won't you be our neighbor? No, there's there's churches in our area. Wherever we go, there are false churches, and because they don't line up with the Bible. That's how we know they're not of the Lord. There's the Fairland Church out here in Falk, Arkansas, and the United Pentecostal Church, whose pastor is Roger Mixon, M as in Mary, I, X as in Xavier Cugat, O-N. Roger Mixon. And he's distributing flyers on me, and we did a few of the different accusations that he came up with on this paper, but there's so many of them, it's unbelievable. He's trying to make us look that we are wicked not to even be able to live on the face of this earth. he says, you know, we have to protect ourselves from Pastor Alamo or from Tony Alamo. And yet he's the one, and he says, I'm targeting the Vatican. Well, he must be part of the Antichrist Church then, because he's saying that the Vatican is wonderful and it's wrong to expose them as the Bible tells us to do, and that they should just be able to have a field day with us bringing all sorts of false accusations. What do you think? Let's take a poll, as the press would say, you know, the media. They say, you know, you callers call in and you have our phone number and you can call and say, what do you think? It's right to, if to resist Satan if they attack you, or if it's right to just let them have you for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Bible says that we're to resist Satan, and he'll flee from us. And that's what they have done for the past few years. And so, be it is that Mr. Mixon likes to mention my name all over the place and bring false accusations against me, then I think it's only right that he should be well known. Amen?
Amen.
He calls himself a pastor, Roger Mixon. What he is just a small spoke in the wheel of the Vatican. These churches are not of the Lord. This Fairland Church, they are so anti-black, it's unbelievable. Because some of the people that are now in our church used to be there, and they used to tell, you know, that blackbirds hang out with blackbirds, canaries stay with canaries. You know, if a black person would come into their church, and we think you'd be a lot better if you go to a black church. Well, my Bible says that, and there's even a song about red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in the Lord's sight. And, you know, we're getting a lot of flack out here because we do have some black people in our church. We've got some Jews, and of course the Ku Klux Klan, you know, has never liked Jews or blacks. I've seen, you know, the movie Mississippi Burning, stuff like that, you know, and I just think that's awful for Christians to be like Fairland Church and Falk. And I think it's just unconscionable, and they're going to be judged for it from Mr. Roger Mixon. He's not a pastor. He's a blind leader leading people into the ditch. And so he's made all these accusations, and so I've purposed to counter them, to read what he accused me of, and then cover it to show you what the real truth of it is. And he was saying that I took my wife out of a... I had my wife taken out of the mausoleum. It was a beautiful mausoleum, and we have a letter from the funeral home saying that. I read the letter. I had it read on the last program, and I'm putting it on the website so people can see that she was not packed in ice and she was not in a glass casket, that it was a normal casket made out of steel. And they said I was running around the United States with her in a... No, they stated that they were going to desecrate her body. The Hodgsons heard them on a crystal radio, the police talking and laughing about that they're going to desecrate her body. And Joey Orlando, one of the former people here at the church, and also McClellan, they asked them, would you take her body out of there and hide it? Don't let me know where it's at, so that in the event that they ask me, I won't know. Because they were going to burn her, but chop her into pieces. And they were going to, this is what, you know, and some people that never do anything for the Lord, you never get persecuted. And you never blow the whistle. You just think it's awful to talk, to expose Satan. But the Bible says for you to resist Satan, and the way you do that is by exposing him. Like, for instance, if there's burglars robbing a jewelry store, and if there's no bells that go off and whistles and alarms, and the police are not coming, they're just going to come in and clean the place out. But if you've got a burglar alarm system in the place and it starts sounding with the bells and chimes and whistles, and the police are called and they hear the sirens coming, those thieves are going to run. And so that's what I do. I expose the Vatican, that these presidents have actually told me, i.e. Ronald Reagan, that they are puppets of the Vatican. They're doing exactly what the Vatican tells them to do. So when they order the troops to go in and take Bibles out of school, and they insert their own nuns and priests into our school system, why would anybody want anybody to go to a public school if you're a Christian? Now, of course, if you're not a Christian, you don't care what your kids learn. But everything that you people out in Radio Land have learned all your life is propaganda. You don't know anything that is truth. You don't know a thing. That's why the Bible says that the whole world has been deceived. And how was it deceived? With propaganda. The same way that these Vaticanites propagandized the Jews in Germany. They said that they were the worst people on the face of the earth. They accused them of all kinds of false things, like I'm being accused today. And then they drew pictures, cartoons of them with huge noses. People back when Elizabeth Taylor was young, you'd never have seen them make an ugly picture of Elizabeth Taylor. She's Jewish, you know. And it'd be kind of hard to make her look ugly, or Tony Curtis, he's a pretty boy, or really the most beautiful people on the face of this earth. They just made them look like they all had big schnozzolas. They didn't do that to the Arabs. They had pretty good-sized beaks also, amen?
Amen.
And Italians, they call them banana noses, right? Okay. Jimmy Durante, you ever hear him?
Yes.
They called him the schnozzola. And what's this guy, potato nose?
Carl Malden.
Carl Malden. You know, they didn't do a picture of him. But he must be Catholic or something, you know, because they don't degrade or pull down or try to pull down to their own level their own people. Well, they never did that with the Pope. Now, the Pope was molesting little children in Krakow, Poland. They had daycare centers in their factories, and the people that worked in factories couldn't afford to have people take care of the kids. So what they did is they brought them to the factories and put them in the daycare centers. And the Pope, when he was a priest, would go in there, and the kids were complaining about him because he was taking their little diapers off. And, you know, doing things to them that they, I think that you can read between the lines to those little kids. And so the people started throwing, the workers there that were working on the machinery and everything were throwing oily rags at him when he'd get out of here, you queer, you child molester. But of course, the Vatican people, they will never. You notice how you don't hear in the news anymore about these Vaticanites, these priests that molested these little altar boys. That's the child molesting church. Those are the ones. And they're the child abusing church, because that's abusive to do that to kids. But what they did is took them all into Rome and hid them in the Vatican. They did the same thing to the people that murdered Abraham Lincoln. The Vaticanites, the Bible says that the devil, or that great red dragon, the devil, sits, his seat is in Rome, the city of the seven hills. And that he tells us that every abomination, every evil thing in the world comes from that organization. And so that means that, the Bible says that this satanic antichrist organization was given a mouth to speak great swelling things and evil things about God and his people. Well, are they doing that? Yes, they are. Now, when the Apostle Paul was persecuting the children of God, the Christians, Jesus, when he spoke to Paul on the road to Damascus, he didn't say, "Why are you persecuting my children?" He says, "Why are you persecuting me?" Why did he say "me" when it was Paul that was killing the Christians and taking them to be slaughtered and imprisoned? Well, it's because Jesus lives in every one of us. When we ask him to come into our heart and wash us, cleanse us from all of our sins by the blood that he shed on the cross at Calvary, what happens is all our sins are washed, our former sins are washed away. These false prophets tell you that no, your sins are washed away, past, present, and future. That is propaganda from the Vatican. They want your soul to go to hell. That great red dragon, the devil, wants your soul to go to hell. And this is propaganda coming from the world's biggest and most dangerous cult, the Vatican. And so don't believe that. The Bible tells if you go to sin again, you're like a dog that's gone back to its vomit and the sow that's wallowing in the mire again. You big fat sow. And it says that there's no more forgiveness for you because you're trampling underfoot the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and putting him out to an open shame. And so don't be saying you're a Christian and be like Mr. Mixon, who's supposed to be pastor of the United Pentecostal Church, and start defending the Antichrist and coming against those of us that have been taking this flack for years, attacking those of us that are really preaching the gospel. I never came against him or his church until he attacked me. I never came against the Vatican until they attacked me. All these government agents wanted to do the things they did to Waco. When I knew they wanted to do that, then the Lord was telling me, see, now what did I tell you to do about Satan? Didn't I tell you, resist the devil? And he'll say, well, how do I resist him, Lord? He says, you have to expose them. You have to resist them by exposing them. So when the bells go off and the whistles and I start, blowing the whistle on them, that's when they started like a bunch of cockroaches spreading all over the place, just like when you go into a cockroach-infested kitchen. You say, how do you know about cockroach-infested kitchens, Tony? Well, because I feed the poor and hungry, and I've been in those places, and I see that when we turn the light on in the place, and we've also remodeled a lot of places for people, and when we turn the light on, man, you'd see these roaches scampering like crazy. Well, that's what the Lord told me that happens when you expose Satan. The evil people flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And so they say I'm very bold. No, it's not that I'm bold, but I'm afraid of the Lord. I'm the biggest coward when it comes to the Lord. I'm afraid of what he'll do to me if I don't do what I'm doing. Now, like I said, I'm putting that letter from the funeral home telling, the funeral home said that's the most ridiculous thing that they ever said, that there was ice in Susie's casket. There were hundreds of people at her funeral, including these funeral directors. And they said that she was in a glass casket. I would never have put her in a glass casket or put ice in there with her, because I know it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. There's only two people that have to come back to die, and that was Elijah and Enoch. Elijah's already been back. Jesus said that Elijah was John the Baptist, and he died. He had his head severed from off of his body because Herod was committing incest. He was committing fornication with his brother's wife's daughter. So he was having incest with his brother's wife, which was adultery. And then he was having incest with what he thought was his daughter, his stepdaughter. The Bible makes no difference between stepdaughter and daughter. If you have a stepdaughter out there and you're having sex with her, you're committing incest. And you're a fornicator, and you're bound for hell. Now, if you did these things ignorantly, well, you could be forgiven for them, but not any other way. Well, I'm going to continue with these false accusations that this supposed to be pastor in Falk, his name is Roger Mixon, has stated about me, and I'm going to explain to you of what the truth of it is. But Father, we ask you to bless, anoint, give me the right words. I want you to be the one to do all the talking through me, Lord. And I ask that you do that in Jesus' name, so that the people that have been propagandized in this world, they've made me look like the biggest kook, quack, crazy person on earth. And Lord, I pray that you'll open their ears and cause them to believe. Even with this letter from the funeral home, if they don't believe me, then they surely will believe it. a funeral director, and hundreds of people. So, Father, we ask that you do that, that souls will listen to the things that you say through me, to me and through me, so that the souls out there will be saved because they'll be listening to your messages out of my mouth, and that the church will be edified. Even the people in this church, my church, I've never brought these things out as I'm doing now, Lord, as you well know. So, Lord, I ask you that you bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, if I was doing this broadcast from my church, you'd hear a mighty amen. Everybody would really be going. But I'm just in my little studio here, studio office. So, Sharon, let's begin, please.
1989, he fled Saugus, California, after he was charged with abusing the child of a follower.
Okay. Yeah, then what?
At the group's commune in Santa Clarita.
First of all, we're not a commune. We're a church. You're the commune because you have linked yourself, united yourself with the world's most dangerous, most wicked, most evil church that murders millions of people and even murdered the people at Waco. And one of the puppets of the Vatican, Mr. Clinton, former President Clinton, gave the orders to do that along with his Attorney General, or Janet Reno, a lesbian, which the Lord condemns, both of them. This fun-loving Bubba from Arkansas, Mr. Clinton, who's been instructed by his wife now that you can't have sex with different women until I win, politically win the thing. Now, she's been accused of being a lesbian and everything else. You people out in the world have been so deceived, so mind-controlled, so propagandized, that you would actually put a pervert in as a president of the United States. The Bible plainly says you're not to put any king over you that is not of the Lord. A lesbian is not of the Lord. This fun-loving Bubba that likes to have anal or oral sex in the Oval Office, he's not of the Lord, would you think?
No.
No. Did that take long for you to figure out?
No.
Well, no, you can read the Bible and see that that's not of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You're not supposed to not only do it in the Oval Office, but you're not supposed to do it at the ice cream shop either, or in the back seat of somebody's car, all right? Or even in your own bedroom, you're not supposed to do that anywhere, okay? You naughty people that believe that garbage. You like to put perverts up. You wouldn't want somebody, an honest person, a godly person, to be president of the United States because they'd tell you that you're sinners and you don't want to hear that. You want to block your ears if you want to believe the Roman canon law that comes from the Vatican. And you want to hear petty, anti- evil spirits that are coming out of the mouths of, and you'd be surprised, you know, these little cities, these little towns in Arkansas, there's a lot of corruption, and there's a lot of good people that I've met here in Falk. Like the mayor is a good, I believe him to be a good person, and Melanie that works in the office with him, but they're just being bugged to death with these kind of people. And they're Bible-believing people, they tell me. And they attend my church. And for that matter, you know, like Clinton has attended my church. And they even wanted me to run their campaigns for them. Mr. Kennedy, who everybody worships rather than God. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or Jack Kennedy, JFK. People worship him. You better worship the Lord because the Lord's coming back to earth again real soon. Now, the Lord says that all people that live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted, and so here's some of it. Now, read that again.
1989, he fled Saugus, California.
I don't flee from anybody. Okay, that's wrong right there, Mr. Mixon. Then what?
After he was charged with abusing the child of a follower.
Yeah, but did I do it? There's newspaper articles that we have, stacks of, that says Tony Alamo, they dropped the charges on me that because they knew it was bogus. And they knew that I had the proof because all the people that were there, I tell the parents that if your children are fornicating or if they are causing the teachers in the school wrong, and after you tell them not to do that anymore, that if they keep doing it and they stick their tongue out at you and treat you as though you're not their parents, the Bible says to spank you. Okay? And I am not ashamed of what the Bible says because it's the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. In other words, the way that Paul says is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because it's the power of God to salvation to them that believe. But obvious, Mr. Mixon doesn't believe. Why do you call yourself a pastor, you demon, possessed, pitiful person, you? Okay, then what? So I never fled because I never even spanked the kid at all. Now, if that's fleeing, I was taking pictures with Sonny Bono and his wife, Mary, who is a congressman or senator, I don't know, in a hotel room in New York. Then I was in Los Angeles, and I took pictures with Mayor Bradley in his office, and I have the pictures to prove it. And then, I took pictures with Mayor Cucci of Jersey City. I was in the office with him and everything. And then I opened up a restaurant in Tampa, Florida, called Wild Child's. It was a real nice restaurant. We didn't serve booze or anything like that. We had a soda fountain in there. It was doing real good. As a matter of fact, I sponsored the police golf tournament. They were all wearing my restaurant shirts called Wild Child's because I gave them to the fire department and I gave them special prices for the police and the fire department. They were a bunch of good guys, you know, and they liked wearing that shirt. They loved it. And so I was out in the open all the time. So how was I fleeing from anybody? I was more exposed than you are, especially you people here in Falk. Where have you been? You've been to Texarkana, I'll bet. I was in New York, Los Angeles, Jersey City, all over the place, Tampa. Okay, I was doing radio interviews. I had my own radio program. Then what?
At the group's commune in Santa Clarita Valley and alluded
to. First of all, we're not a commune because we're a church. Why do you call yourself a church? To me, you're like a witch coven. You're attacking the church that's winning more souls than anybody else on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're getting yourself in, Mixon. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Remember, to bring false charges or to say that we're a commune or a cult, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. I don't see how anybody could ever go to your church and expect to get to heaven. There's no forgiveness for that in this world or in the world to come. You're Antichrist. You blaspheme the Holy Spirit that's in me. Okay, then what?
Alamo issued orders over a speakerphone listing the child's transgression.
Oh, were you there, Freddy? No, I've said it on the pulpit. If anyone does this, the kids do this, take their sweets away from them. If they do, they take their different privileges away from them. And if they continue on doing it, and if they start mocking their teachers or mocking you, your parents, the parents in the Old Testament, the Bible says, stone them to death. A child that does that, because we don't tell people to stone kids to death or anybody for that matter. We let the Lord take care of it. He says he'll, vengeance is his now. He will repay, and he repaid Mr. Clinton for murdering those people in 50 different countries and over at Waco. And taking part in the 9/11 and the killing of those little kids over there and adults in Oklahoma City at the federal building, he's now had 4 bypasses and he's shaking in his boots because he says he knows he's going to die. Right? wrapped in white linen and knows he must die. You're going to die too, so be careful what you say and do. The Lord says, take heed how you hear. In other words, the Lord says, take heed who you believe. You must believe the Lord Jesus Christ in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. That's what I'm preaching, is Christ. I'm preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is Christ. The Word of God is God. And the Word of God became a man. God became a man. And he never did the things that you weasels do. And you call yourself. The Lord says to be like him. Not imitate him, but be. Let him live out his life in and through you. In other words, you're supposed to Sabbath from your old ways, from your false accusations. Because you're actually thinking you're doing God's service. And the Bible says that you would do that in the last days, you demons. Then what?
Listing the child's transgressions, one of which was wearing a scarf not approved by a llama.
Now that's a lie. I don't even have people wear... I don't care what kind of a scarf people wear. As a matter of fact, I've never seen anybody wear a scarf in this church. But there's no... I don't have any rules against that. My rules come from the Bible, okay? And there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't wear a scarf, okay? Now, if you had a scarf on that had a Nazi swastika on it, I'd take it away from you and burn it. If you don't like that, well, then you can go to another church. You go to Mr. Nixon's church, Mixon. Is it Mixon or Nixon? How do you spell it?
M.
M is in Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Mixon's church, if you want to wear a Nazi swastika, because that's what he is. Then what?
He dictated how many times? 140.
How does he know that what he read was propaganda in the newspapers, or he heard that on the TV propaganda, the mouth of the media, the Antichrist? And he believed it. And many of you have to also. Then what?
He dictated how many times?
140. Yeah, I'm a dictator. I'll tell you who the dictator is. It's the one that says, go over and bomb those people over in Iraq. They have weapons of mass destruction, but they haven't even found one. They went over the place with a microscope and couldn't find one. And the man over there says, you are the only people in the world that have weapons of mass destruction, you people in America. You bunch of stinking hypocrites. And you're waving the American flag. This isn't America anymore. This is the Roman canon one world government. What happens when we no longer, we're not a sovereign nation anymore, but we become part of a big combine, the world government? That means that we have to live by the government standard, and it's not the United States standard anymore or the U.S. Constitution. It's world standard. They even court-martial people and put them in prison if they say they're with the United States Army, the United States Navy, the United States Marines. That's from in the brig. That's where the United States is now. And Susie and I warned you idiots out there about this long time ago. They took our nation without... They fired many bullets. They said they were going to take it without firing bullets. They killed a lot of our men. They killed a lot of people. Pearl Harbor. Germany killed a lot of people in Poland, Czechoslovakia. They threw 7 million Jews in the ovens, the Vatican, Hitler's Vatican. He was sponsored and paid for by the Vatican. Okay, and people like Mr. Mixon, it belongs to them. Now, he's the dangerous one to Falk, and he's dangerous. All the Mixons in the world are dangerous to you, because the Lord says, don't listen to Satan, but listen to the Lord. Now, you probably don't know the difference, whether I'm right or whether Mr. Mixon is right. Because if you don't read the Bible, there's no way that you can tell. Because all you have in you is propaganda. The Vatican fornicated chaff into you, and you gave birth to stubble. All that comes out of your mouth is false accusations and stupidity. The people of this world are absolutely ignorant and stupid. Everything you know is wrong. Everything you're doing is wrong. What else?
To paddle the child with the 3-foot-long wooden stick.
And Mr. Mixon was there to measure it. All he heard was what the Vatican news media said. I wasn't there. I never heard him there when parents are spanking their kids. What do you think I am, omnipresent like Mr. Mixon here? Even I wasn't there. It's my church, and he's telling you what happened in my church. And he probably never heard of me until I came over here to Falk. I'm here part-time. I'm over in Memphis sometimes. I'm in Nashville, over in Los Angeles. I lived primarily more in Los Angeles last year than I did anywhere. I go out to New Jersey on times. So I've just got back from Florida, Hollywood, Florida, and Miami. This man doesn't know me. Okay, then what? These people fired guns into our, bullets into our church over here. And so I hired a security guard to make sure to take the license plate number of these cars that speed by and do that. And so now they're saying that I'm a real bad guy for trying to protect my wife, children, and the people of the church and their children. That makes me a bad guy. Said, well, if he was of the Lord, you wouldn't have to have security. You know, the Lord in the Bible has watchmen all the time, all right? And the people of our church, most of them are former hippies, and they don't really, a lot of them don't even know the perilous times that we're living in. They just don't know it. And no matter how you preach to them, they just think everything is wonderful because everybody is wonderful to them here at this church. And they just don't think that anybody could be as cruel as the people, you people in the Vatican and the world government and the media, because they don't watch television. They don't listen to the radio. They don't know the filth that you are. What kind of a pastor are you that would call people names like that? The same kind of Christian that Jesus was. He called people dogs, snakes, vipers, pigs, children of the devil. I'm just like Jesus. Okay? Then what?
5 of his followers were also charged.
We were charged, but to read the newspaper articles, any time that you want to see copies of all these newspaper articles, I'll send you copies where it says the charges on Pastor Alamo are dropped. Totally dropped. The case where they said I wanted to hang a federal judge, that I won the case. It says Alamo acquitted. A jury of 12 people acquitted me. I've been in court about 100 times, and I've won every single one of those cases until they pull people out of prison. They threaten a former wife of mine, 2 former wives of mine. They frightened Elizabeth to death. They said they were going to kill her mother and her 2 kids if she wouldn't divorce me. Why? Because why would they do that? Why? Because you can see that I'm exposing the world government, the world cult, and the news media. They don't like me any more than I like them. But you people fear Satan and his government. But the Lord says, don't fear him who can take your life, which is the devil. But fear him who can not only take your life, but can cast your soul into hell. You see, Satan can't cast your soul into hell unless you listen to what he says. If you listen to what he says, well, then God will throw your soul in hell and the lake of fire. So, you know, you people, the Lord says, come, let us reason together. Let me tell you how it is. Read my word. Read my lips. Then what?
1991, Alamo ordered his followers to take his wife's body when they evacuated the compound at Crawford County, Arkansas.
You better believe I did. As I told you before, the Hodsons here in the church, Mr. Hodson, heard police officers laughing and joking. At the same point she was dead, she died. They were playing over the radio stations the media wake up little Susie and stuff like that mocking us. And then they drug us into court saying that I had to sign checks for everybody in the church, these hippies that we won to the Lord and that we built homes for and bought furniture for and paid their utility bills and built schools for them and paid for the births of their kids, bought automobiles for them, and I deeded over all the property to the people. And now I got to go in and write checks for them. We didn't have enough money to hardly even pay for what we were doing for them in the first place, let alone write checks for them. There's no other church in the world that's been, that the government's ever compelled to try to do such a insane thing. But the Bible says that Satan is insane. He's criminally insane. The Vatican is criminally insane, and those that follow the Vatican are criminally insane. These presidents that do that because the Pope tells them to bomb Iraq, they're insane. They have to be morons to do what the devil tells them to do. Why? Because they're going to go to hell for it. They think they're going to live forever. Can't they see that even the Pope John Paul II died? There's another Pope that died, and there was so much they didn't embalm him correctly, and there was gas coming out of him to where one of the guards on the caskets passed out because it stunk so bad. These people are not gods. They're humans. God is God, okay? Why don't you get that straight in your head? That's one of the first things you got to do is figure out that humans are not gods. In chapter 31 of the book of Isaiah, it says that the Egyptians are men, not gods. And the people in the Vatican are men, and the government are men, and the media are men, and they are not gods. God is God, and you need to get your eyes off being focused on them and get them focused on God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because people back then were scared to death of the Egyptians. Today, people are scared to death of the Vatican. But what did God do to Egypt? He turned it upside down and drowned the entire army. Did he?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think God's going to do to this world? Already, people that are astrologists say that there's huge meteorites up in the air now that are going to come down and smash this planet to pieces. They're going to cause a tidal wave that's higher than the mountains. I believe that property out in Arkansas will be beachfront property. I believe the gospel. That's why I really don't wish to purchase much beach property around Florida or Los Angeles or New York. Tidal wave, 1,500 feet high, will cover all the buildings and destroy, and it'll come with that about 500 miles an hour and just sweep all over the nation faster than people can escape. God is angry. The cup of the wrath of the living God's anger is like it's filled up his wrath. The cup of his wrathful, his indignation is like he wants to smash. Because he's given people enough time to read the Bible, to know what it says and to do what he says, and you haven't done it. You're getting worse and worse instead of better. And people sitting in churches, they don't even know that their leaders are being persecuted because they're lovers of their own self. They like to eat, sleep, and go to the bathroom occasionally. They like things for themselves. Perilous times. They'll be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. When Buster was going to Africa, everyone says, oh, we wish we could go too. But when the reports came that they're boiling their soup in dung water and stuff. Now, we've fixed their water now. They have water, clean water. They have electricity now and all that. But when he came back, not one of them says, can we go too? I said, anybody that wants to go to Africa, raise your hand, and I swear before the Almighty God that I'll send you there. I didn't see any hands raised except Leah Sweat. But then when I showed her, I says, okay, I'm going to send you. And then she backed down. She broke down like a double-barrel shotgun and backed up like a switch engine. I said, no, sir, I spoke unadvisedly. Why, you people, everybody wants to say, I'll send me, Father, wherever thou tell me to go, I will go. Phonies. I went to prison for 4 years, railroaded on a bunch of propaganda. They let people out of prison if they would lie about me. They said that they were going to kill Elizabeth Caldwell's mother and kids if she didn't testify falsely against me. She went on programs like Sally Jesse Raphael, and that Sally Jesse Raphael didn't know me, and she says, and he abused her, and I know it's true. Huh? I never met Sally Jesse Raphael. She went on the another program, and here she loved me more than anything in the world. She went on Current Affairs. She went on Unsolved Mysteries. She went on Hard Copy. She went on America's Most Wanted. And Sally Jesse Raphael. These programs are hungry for sensational stuff. And, you know, and I was a perfect target because the media kept pouring this stuff out, that I was the most dangerous man on the face of this earth. And this Mr. Mixon believed it. And so now he's spreading little flyers around town that this is what happened. But now go ahead, what else?
They evacuated the compound before it was raided by federal marshal.
What? We don't have a compound, and we never evacuated anything. What happened is when I blew the whistle on George Bush Sr., that he had six Nazi war criminals as his advisors, he called the IRS and told them, get him. No one has been able to get him because he comes up with the truth all the time, and it blows you idiots out of the tub. You people in the federal government are idiots. Don't think that only Christians, a bunch of people that say they're Christians, are idiots, but the government has their idiots too. Amen?
Amen.
And so what they did is pull people out of prison. They threatened Elizabeth's mother that she was going to kill her and her two kids if she didn't testify falsely in the courtroom, and they put her on different programs. They didn't even know who she was until the government says, okay, this is the President of the United States. Now, you put her on there because she's going to talk about this guy that's saying bad things about us. I never said anything bad about the government. Susie and I used to say, support your local police. We used to belong to, she got me into the John Birch Society. I didn't know what they were. It was another Catholic organization that was blaming everything, not on the Vatican, but on communism. It was another smokescreen group. John Birch says, you know, it's the Bilderbergers and the... It's the Illuminati. In other words, the Jews. The Catholics have placed the blame on everyone. Now they're saying it's Bush. Bush is paying a penalty. He has to do what the Pope says now, or they'll kill him just like they did JFK. JFK began getting worshipped so much by the people of the world that he got too big for his britches, and he started not listening to the Pope, so they had his lights put out for him. Same thing with Bobby Kennedy. It wasn't Sirhan Sirhan that killed him. All the bullets were from behind his head. His bodyguards killed him. That's what's so wrong with serving Satan, is because he kills his own, but the Lord delivers his own. Amen?
Amen.
And he says that if we have God, who could be against us? And the Lord says that they would destroy me if I didn't expose these people, if I didn't put out my literature. And so far I've done that for a lot of years. Susie's been gone now for over 25 years, and I've been putting this literature out. And it's for sure we're just a bunch of pitiful people, so far as having power against such a regime as the world government, the Vatican, the world church, and the news media, who what could we possibly do but trust in the Lord? And because I do what he says, it has, I don't know what happened, it just backed him off. And God strikes him down. That judge that tried to saddle us with having to write checks for all the people in the church, he caught cancer and died. Mr. Metters had a hotel. He was passing out literature against us, like this Mr. Mixon here. And I'm legally blind, and Susie had cancer, so God gave him cancer in his eyes, and he died. He owned Metters Motel out in Alma, Arkansas. The postmaster was putting out bad publicity on Susie, false propaganda that he picked up from the media, and he dropped dead. The guy at either Channel 17 or 40, he was the Jewish guy, he was putting out false stuff on Susie and myself, and his son, he was grooming him to run his television station and jewelry stores in Fort Smith, and his son dropped dead. And the man was grieving, and he just went berserk after that. And Mr. Clinton has gone berserk. He is now, there's an article in this tabloid that you get at the supermarkets. It's this week's tabloid. What's the date today? The 14th of September, 2006. Well, this is the National Examiner. It's got a big picture of President Clinton on there, and it states that Clinton battles mental illness. Then it talks about him getting four bypasses after he murdered all these people, and said that there's cults, and that'll teach you people to joining in cults. And then he toured with the Pope for a long period of time. And said the only thing good about Perot was that he was a Catholic. They don't let anybody into office if they're not sympathetic towards the Antichrist. Then what's the next thing that this imp said?
February 1991, an arrest warrant was issued for Alamo for an alleged threat he made to kidnap and hang a federal judge.
Yeah, but they don't put the newspaper out where it says that I won that case. Yes, all kinds of charges are made against me, just like this Mr. Mixon is doing. But he doesn't show the newspaper articles where I won and they dropped the charges and all these things. They can't prove that I did anything wrong. One minute I'm a homosexual, the next minute I have 100 wives. I mean, they've gone crazy. Satan's been cast down to earth now, and he's insane. He's full of wrath because he knows that he's going to be burning in hell in the lake of fire forever, and all you people that believe him. Then what?
To hang a federal judge who had awarded damages to former followers for labor practices and mental anguish.
That isn't what that was all about. The Miller brothers stole $20,000 or $40,000 from us. I can't even remember. It's years ago. And I was going to press charges on him because it was our money. He was using our trucks and some of the drivers to... He said he was going to make money for the church. So they're delivering the thing, and they opened three bank accounts and put the money in those three bank accounts. And then when I went to press charges, they ran to Peter Georgiades, who was the Cult Awareness Network. That's another offshoot of the Vatican. And they started pressing charges on us for mental anguish, and they made out like I was that everything in the church was mine. All the food that was eaten by hundreds of people was eaten by me. All the houses, and there were hundreds of them, were lived in by me. And so they said, it's my alter ego. So they, on the grounds of that, they pierced the corporate structure and said, this is no longer the Music Square Church, the Tony and Susan Alamo Foundation, or the 20th Century Holiness Tabernacle Church. This is Tony Alamo. And so they took all the property away, kicked hundreds of people off on the streets. The federal government came up there with guns and did that. Why? Because these two, the Miller people, Miller brothers, took money from us and we were going to prosecute them. And so this Mr. Mixon is like bringing that up again after all these years. And but he doesn't say what happened. So they took all of our property away. Doesn't mean that it was right, does it? Well, listen, you know, there's the Bible said that they would be persecuting us, those that live godly in Christ Jesus in these last days. And I'm still happy as a lark, okay? I put a sign in our store window in Nashville. We had the number one clothing store in the country, the Alamo of Nashville. I said, the Lord gave and the Lord took it away. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Well, listen, you know, you can be saved and have the same attitude about all the things that are happening in this world. All this terrorism is coming from the Vatican. If you'll listen to the program, I'll tell you exactly where it's coming from and how it's doing, unless they come in here and storm me before I get a chance to do it. But in the meantime, if you want to get saved, if you want to go to heaven, if you don't want to be part of this Antichrist regime, there's no confusion, there's no mysterious demon around. The Lord plainly tells that it's the Vatican. The Lord plainly tells us that it's the Vatican, the world government, the Antichrist. And so you don't need to be confused with all these Al-Qaeda. The Vatican is Al-Qaeda. The Vatican is communism. The Vatican is Nazism. The Vatican is all these evil things that's happening in the world. Why do I know that? Because God said so. Amen?
Yeah.
And he's never wrong. Okay, Father God, I'll say this prayer so you can be saved. Have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I've done this, and therefore I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise the Lord. Now, just raise your hands and praise the Lord, and share and tell them four different ways how to receive a copy of this tape or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Till tomorrow, this is World Pastor saying, God bless you, and praise the Lord. Here I am singing, what?
If the Lord was walking by my side.
If the Lord was walking by my side, I'd sure be in a mess. Praise the Lord.
Just what I did. If the Lord wasn't walking by my side every day.